What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show. And before I said welcome, I should have cracked open my Monster Energy drink because I think I'm going to need it for this hour. So give me a moment here. There we go. This isn't going to be the easiest hour that I've ever done. Last year, it was a lot easier. Things were going so great. The Heat, they're already finished. Pat Riley spoke yesterday. I didn't get into it on the show yesterday because when Pat Riley speaks, everything he says means something, every single word. So I wanted to digest it a little bit. And like I told you yesterday, I would get into it this afternoon, and I will. But here we are on Tuesday, May 7th, and I'm worried. I'm deeply worried. I'm worried about our Florida Panthers. I know it's one game. I've been talking back and forth with friends of mine, media members, and they're like, come on, it's just one game. Don't overreact to one game. I'm a big-time hockey fan. I go to hockey games. I watch a lot of hockey on television. I wager on hockey. For those of you that follow me on Instagram, you certainly have seen that. After what I saw last night, not only am I disappointed that the Panthers lost 5-1 to Boston, I know it's one game. I'm going to do my best to not let it ruin my entire day, but I am worried. It's one game. I'm not going to go crazy, at least I don't think so. Still enjoying life. I'm here right now doing the show in lovely Medellin, having a great time. But the hockey fan in me, I can't get it out of my system, what I saw last night in game one. I'm concerned for game two. I'm concerned for this series, at least for the Florida Panthers. Maybe I should take a swig of that energy drink before I say anything else. I'm just doing my best here. Let me see. Hold on. That white monster. They're not a sponsor. I mean, they should be. But I love the white monster. And the white monsters here in Medellin, they don't say zero sugar. They say sin azúcar, which means no sugar, without sugar. So to me, the white can is the best. I use it when I play poker, and sometimes I got to use it here for the show. Last year, I don't think I had to use it at all, talking about the Heat and the Panthers. It was great. But I'm worried. I'm concerned about the Florida Panthers. I come on here a lot during the playoffs and during the season, and I say, okay, I don't think this looks good. I'm worried about it. And then the next day, everything turns around. I'm not saying what I'm saying because of some sort of shtick. I'm not into that. Never have been. Never will be. I'm not trying to say one thing so things can change. I'm just legitimately worried and concerned about this Florida Panthers team and how they'll be able to get past the Boston Bruins. So I'm going to talk plenty about the Florida Panthers this hour. Not the entire hour, but a pretty good portion of it, at least to start. I can't take an entire hour talking about the Panthers because Pat Riley gave his State of the Heat address yesterday. The president of the Miami Heat. And of course, with everything that Pat Riley said, everyone is latching on to one comment. Pat Riley always has a lot of comments whenever the season ends for the Heat, whether it's in June, May, April. And normally everyone latches on to one comment. This time around, he made a very particular comment that I will definitely discuss, the fallout, what it means for the future of the Miami Heat, what it means for Jimmy Butler. Pat Riley does nothing by accident. He doesn't say something and go back later, maybe I shouldn't have said that. If Pat Riley says something, he knows exactly what he's saying, how he said it, and he means it. Pat Riley is always trying to achieve a very specific goal. If Pat Riley is calling out the team's star player, the team's superstar, there's a reason for it. I'm getting a little bit more fired up now because I took that swig of the Monster. If I didn't, I'd probably still be sad and down and disappointed. And I'm sure I'll get back to that area. If this Panthers series goes as now I kind of see it going, just after one game, I know it's one game, relax, Slater, take it easy. You play that clip all the time. Why don't you play it for yourself now? Relax. I understand that, but I can't get over what I saw last night. And if this Panthers series doesn't go very far, if it doesn't go long, if the Panthers lose this series to the Boston Bruins, and the way the Marlins are playing right now and the Heat, they're done, are we almost at football season? Panthers beat the Lightning in five. I'm really happy. They slay the Dragon. Everyone in South Florida is excited. I'm talking to Lieutenant Camacho on Wednesdays from the Highway Patrol about parade plans and the route. And now, here I am on a Tuesday, a day after game one in the second round, and I'm hoping football is back pretty soon. I always want football to be back, regardless if the Panthers and Heat are playing or not. We all love football, and I tried to watch some of this other football on television a couple of weeks ago. I can't get into it, even though I've heard of some of the players and the quarterbacks. It's cool, the rules and the interviews during the game, but as far as the football aspect of it, even though you could wager on it, I can't get interested. Real football, not football with a U. Inter Miami CF, okay, great. They're doing well. They've got Lionel Messi. But American football, NFL, nothing's going to beat that. I love going to hockey games. I love going to Heat games. I enjoy going to baseball games. I say baseball in general because I can't sit here and say I enjoy going to a Marlins game because the atmosphere is just meh. I like the Marlins. I root for the Marlins. I want to see the Marlins do well. That's not going to happen probably for another 7 years. And then they'll trade players away again, and then we'll wait another 7 years for some promise. That's a recurring cycle. But when I go to a Marlins game, and then I go to New York and go to a Yankees game, come on. If I told you I really enjoyed going to Marlins games at Lone Depot Park, what would I say about going to a Yankees game at Yankee Stadium if I'm really enjoying Lone Depot Park? I'm real here on this show. You know I'm always all about honesty. The atmosphere, you go to Lone Depot Park, even though they tried, I give the Marlins an A for effort, not for a winning product, but for some type of atmosphere and instruments and bring things to the game, bring flags, bring drums. But the place is like a morgue. You bring a date, your date's going to look at you like, what are we doing here? I'm bored. Nobody's yelling. Nobody's screaming. Nobody's happy. That's why you take a date to a hockey game or Yankee Stadium. But in South Florida, a Heat game, a hockey game, a Dolphins game, Panthers games are really exciting, and this team is really going to need the crowd tomorrow night. It's hard to get a crowd into it when you start going down 2-1, 3-1, 4-1. People are leaving. I'm watching the game last night. Not only do I see people walking out, rightfully so, but at the same time, they're showing people sleeping in the stands. They were kids, but still, they're sleeping. You're at a hockey game and you're sleeping. I'm not blaming the kids, but that's the product that we saw from the Panthers last night. Putting people to sleep. And we cannot see that again tomorrow, because if we do, the Panthers will be put to sleep very soon. And I really hope that's not the case. I'd like to go to Boston for game six where the Panthers win it. And if not, let them win it at home in five. But I'm just disappointed after last night. I better take another swig of this monster drink. All right, I got a lot to get to on this Tuesday afternoon. But I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I would love to say that what we saw from the Panthers last night was rust. But in my eyes, it wasn't rust at all. And I want to make that perfectly clear. Yeah, it's abnormal for a hockey team to get, what, a week break? A one-week break during playoff time? But the Florida Panthers, they handled the first round quickly. They won that series in five games over Tampa. And the Bruins series against the Maple Leafs, it went the limit. Like the extreme limit. It went to game seven and overtime. So the Florida Panthers, they didn't have a choice. They couldn't play sooner because they didn't have an opponent. The hockey playoffs, and any hockey game really, is physically demanding. Playoff hockey is extremely physical. Paul Maurice said all week long that his team had bumps and bruises, and that's just like any other team. But not every team gets a week off. So having that time off, it gave the Florida Panthers players time to get well and recover. So when they hit the ice last night, the guys are feeling really good. The guys on the ice. There's some guys who are not in the lineup who are still not feeling really good. But the guys who are in that lineup on the ice, they're feeling good with that time off. And when you have time off, it's an advantage. You can say, okay, a team takes a week off because they had to. They had no choice. And they're going to be rusty. How long does that rust last? It's not going to last an entire hockey game. You're not going to go 60 minutes where you're rusty, then take another day off, which would be today, and tomorrow, all of a sudden, you're not rusty. No, if you're going to be rusty, it's going to show immediately. And the Florida Panthers played their best hockey last night immediately. So it wasn't rust. It wasn't conditioning. That's why I'm making it perfectly clear that the Panthers losing last night's game, and not only losing, but getting hammered. It was 5-1. That was the empty netter. Okay, 4-1. It had nothing to do with rust. It was an advantage for this team, and they couldn't take advantage of it. The Bruins played Saturday night. They were feeling all hyped up and good. They travel to South Florida. They get ready for another game, going up against a brand new team. Not that they haven't faced the Panthers before, but you're in the video room. You're watching everything and strategizing seven games against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Then you fly to Florida. You go to your hotel. You get ready, and the next thing you know, you're playing a brand new team. Preparation time, very limited. I'm not saying you need 5 or 6 days to prepare for a team, but still, you were just doing all of this work to take on the Maple Leafs and beat them, which they did, And now you're taking on the Panthers. Maybe the Bruins just know the Panthers so well. I mean, heck, in the regular season, they played them four times and beat them all four. Maybe they've got the Panthers' number this year. Any disadvantage that the Panthers might have had for not being fresh because they had a week off, not having momentum, forget about that. If you want to think that way, I just say forget about it. If there's any disadvantage in that game last night going into it, it goes to Boston for not having time to get ready and prepare for a brand new team, a brand new series. You're just thrown right in there and you win 5-1 and you're on the road. It's not like they even stayed at home. How am I supposed to be optimistic about tomorrow or this series? I could be blindly optimistic and just say, hey, it's one game, no worries. But if you're not going to be blindly optimistic, what can you take from last night's game that gives you some optimism? Where legitimately you can say, I saw this, I saw that, the Panthers, they're going to win game two. The game started as I envisioned it would, like a heavyweight fight. Both sides take the ice, feeling their way around, figuring out how to play the other side now with the playoffs here, and you're just waiting for someone to break that seal. Bob had some good saves early, and then boom, it's Matthew Tkachuk, because of course it's Matthew Tkachuk. It's the playoffs. It's going to be Matthew Tkachuk. And the Panthers take a 1-0 lead. So don't give me any rust. They went up 1-0, and they were looking good. But it wasn't just that the Bruins answered back. It's that they did it right away. What was it, a minute or so later? Boom, we're tied. And then the Bruins did it again. Now it's 2-1. And then they did it again before the end of the second period. Now it's 3-1 heading into the third. The Panthers came out in the third period and they went after it. They were really swamping the net. Jeremy Swayman had an answer for everything, though, the Bruins goalie. The thought for Panthers fans was, well, maybe they can get an early goal in the third. Suddenly it's 3-2 and it'll be a competitive contest. Instead, Swayman, he played amazing. Boston took what I thought was a really smart timeout in the third, kind of early in the third. They saw what was going on. At least their coach, Montgomery, saw what was going on. The Panthers were swarming the net, trying to do anything to get the puck in there. And he said, well, hold on a minute. We got to chill out. We got to do this. We got to do that. Let's get it together. And let's finish this thing, because right now they're all over us. And if we continue to let this be the case, they're going to get one in. And now it's going to be 3-2. After the timeout, the Bruins add another goal. 4-1 and then an empty netter. 5-1 the final from Sunrise. My fear, and I'm just going to lay this out there because there's a few levels of fear here. Number one, the Bruins are now 5-0 against the Panthers this season. You could tell me the regular season doesn't count, but now it's the playoffs too. 4-0 during the regular season, 1-0 in the playoffs. These two teams had virtually the same record in the regular season, points-wise. They finished just apart. It came down to the final day. So 4-0 for the Bruins during the regular season, now 5-0. Boston may just be a bad matchup for Florida. Last season, it was a good matchup for Florida. This season, maybe it's just bad. That's totally possible. That could be the case. You've heard styles make fights. Well, sometimes a team just doesn't play the other team well for whatever reason, and that's what might be happening here. And if you're screaming at me right now, if you're so disgusted, you're like, I can't take this anymore. Come on, Andy. It's just one game. Don't jump the gun here. The Panthers lost game one last year. They fell behind 3-1 last year against Boston. They still won the series. Come on, Slater, relax. If that's what you're saying to me right now, it leads me directly to fear number two. And fear number two to me is that Boston has payback on their minds. Just a different level of anger. When a team wants revenge, when they really want to get you, sure, they want to win a series because they want to go to the Stanley Cup final and hoist the cup. But when they really want to give it to you, when they want revenge, well, they're going to come get you. And I fear that could be the case here. Look at another New England example, Tom Brady. Pick number 199 in the draft. How do I know that? Because I'm a student of the 2000 NFL draft? Because I memorize the top 200 picks every year? Of course, that's not the case. We all know that, or the majority of us know it, that he was 199 because he was motivated by it. He wanted payback to every single team that did not draft him. We've seen this time after time after time in the world of sports where a team or a player wants to get back at another team. A previous loss, trash talk, whatever it is. Suddenly, a good team becomes a great team because they've got this superhuman motivation. And I could totally see it with the Boston Bruins. Not just because of last night. But look at the regular season too. The Panthers pulled off that stunner in Boston in Game 7. An historic Bruins team last year. Ousted in the first round. They were the best team in hockey. All season long, they lose to an 8 seed. A warm weather team. And ever since that happened, the Florida Panthers haven't beaten the Bruins once. That's concerning to me. I mentioned it before the series, and through one game, yes, it's one game. So far, it continues. I hope it doesn't continue tomorrow. Human nature, it might be biting the Panthers a little bit here, the same way it bit the Heat. All year long, the Miami Heat had this feeling, hey, what does the regular season matter? We can turn it on during the playoffs. We did it last year. Maybe the Panthers have a similar feeling. We went to the Stanley Cup final. We have a really good team this year. We wound up winning the division. We just slayed the Dragon in the Tampa Bay Lightning. We beat him in 5. Now the Bruins are coming and we can get them. But the revenge factor, it's real. To me, it's real. You may think that's superstition or you may not believe in the revenge factor. I believe in the revenge factor. I just hope my beliefs are not correct. I believe I'm going to win my own poker tournament next Tuesday. Now, that belief, I hope, is correct. And if I do, hey, second place, it still pays a lot. Join me a week from today at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood in the poker room. It is the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament with a minimum of $20,000 in the prize pool. And it's just $250 to enter. The tournament begins Tuesday, May 14th at 6 p.m. If you can't get to the poker room at the Hard Rock by 6 p.m., that's okay because you could still register to be in the tournament as long as you get there by 9:30 p.m. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people come out. We play cards. We talk sports. We watch games. And while you're watching games, I take your chips. At least that's what I always hope for. Come on out. Have a great time. next Tuesday night, 6 p.m. You could register until 9:30. It is the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament with $20,000 guaranteed in the prize pool. And it all goes down next Tuesday night in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. A lot going on in South Florida sports-wise, at least to talk about, but there's also many things to see. The Panthers in action tomorrow, and a lot of action every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Gulfstream Park. The Royal Palm Meet is happening. A lot of people went out to Gulfstream Park this past Saturday to watch the Kentucky Derby and to wager on it. It's always a good time at Gulfstream Park. Live racing 4 days a week right now, Thursday through Sunday. When I go to Gulfstream Park, as I always tell you, I go to their trackside restaurant, 10 Palms. I love sitting down at a table, having a fantastic meal, whether it's something off the menu or their buffet during the weekend. Watch the races live right in front of me. And of course, you know me, I wager on them. Heck, you don't even have to wager a whole lot. You can wager 10 or 20 cents. I've seen people make thousands of dollars all the time just by betting 10 or 20 cents. It happens. But what always happens every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Gulfstream Park is live racing. Go check it out. You'll have a great time and maybe you'll pick some winners. It's in Hollandale Beach. It's the Royal Palm Meet. It's happening at Gulfstream Park. What's going to be happening tomorrow night around 10 p.m. at the Emerant Bank Arena in Sunrise? Will there be rats thrown onto the ice? Will the Panthers go to Boston with the series tied at one? I was talking about some fear factors. There's another fear I have, and through the first 30 minutes or so of this hour, I haven't even brought it up. And it may be the biggest fear of all in this series after watching just one game. The fear that Swayman, Boston's goaltender, who's been in net now for 5 or 6 straight games, he could be the hot goalie. We always talk about a hot goalie. If you're going to go to the Stanley Cup and you're going to win it, you need a hot goaltender. The Panthers at one point had the hot goalie last season. It was Bob. Things didn't start out all that well. But I remember watching that Carolina series where the Panthers swept the Hurricanes to go to the Stanley Cup final. Bob was smoking hot. And right now my fear is that Jeremy Swayman, Boston's goalie, may be that guy. And if he is, you just can't beat a hot goaltender. There were a lot of questions about Bob. Bob answered all of those questions. He hadn't lived up to the hype until he did. Right now, whose goaltender would you say is hotter? I don't know if you watched some of the Bruins Maple Leaf series, but if you did, Swayman was very hot. Bob, even in the Lightning series, he was good, but he wasn't, oh my gosh, he's the hot goaltender. He was good though. Last night, you could listen to Paul Maurice, you could listen to some other fans, maybe you're saying this as well, it wasn't all Bob's fault. I thought Bob played okay early in the game. He made some nice saves. He didn't blink early. He withstood that pressure. But later on, it wasn't all his fault. Aaron Ekblad had a horrible night, really bad. In a way, when you, some teams have, I'll say, a quarterback as a defenseman. So one of their defensemen, like Colorado has a quarterback, Dallas has a quarterback. There are teams in hockey who have a really good defenseman because he's an offensive defenseman. The Florida Panthers don't really have an offensive defenseman. So when it comes to a defenseman on the Florida Panthers, you really don't want to hear their names because they're not really offensive. They're they're all about defense. They're not the quarterback on the power play. So when we're talking about a Florida Panthers defenseman, usually that's not going to be good. Just like you're talking about a Major League Baseball umpire, you never want to talk about an umpire. You never want to talk about a lineman in the NFL. Because if you're talking about them, it probably means they're not doing a good job. Not always, but most likely. If I'm bringing up Aaron Ekblad, that's not a good thing. The Panthers made mistakes last night, and it always seemed that Ekblad was in the middle of that mistake. He was screening Bob on one of the later goals. He had a bad turnover as well. Every time you saw Ekblad, he just looked like he was doing the wrong thing. Now, they're not going to bench him, at least not yet. But they need to figure out a way to put Aaron Ekblad in a position to succeed. Because if they don't, then at some point, you got to do something with him. I don't want to say you're going to bench him because he's Aaron Ekblad on your team, but he's just not looking good. He didn't cost them the game, but he wasn't out there helping them win it. And I can say that with certainty. The Florida Panthers did not lose because of Aaron Ekblad, but they may have given up a goal or two because of him, at least from my view. They only scored one. You're not going to beat the Bruins by scoring one goal because chances are you're not going to shut them out. Bob right now, he's playing good. He's playing okay. He's not the hot goalie. The Bruins, on the other hand, they could score one and possibly win because, to me, Swayman's the hot goalie. Tomorrow means so much. It's not a must win. Anyone who's saying, oh, the Panthers, they must win tomorrow or it's over, it's not a must win. Must win means if you lose, it's over, like officially over. No, but tomorrow night means a lot. I can say Panthers fans need to bring it, be so loud, but there's human nature. You can be so loud, the game starts, you're going crazy, but if the Bruins take a lead, just the building deflates. It's just how things work in life. The Panthers, if they lose tomorrow, they go to Boston down 2-0 and having lost 6 straight to the Bruins. And it seems like that would be way too much to overcome. As down on the Panthers as I am at the moment, if you couldn't tell, the reality is it only takes one. Maybe one fluke goal, one really good bounce, one penalty that goes their way, even though they haven't scored on the power play against the Bruins all season, including last night. But maybe something happens tomorrow and the Panthers just snap out of whatever Boston-induced funk that they're in. They need a moment where everyone on the roster at the same time goes, you know what, we can beat these guys. We've done it before. We did it last year. We can beat them. Let's go out there and do it. Some like shot of confidence they need. I don't know what it's going to take them to get there, but they need that shot of confidence. No power play goals against the Bruins the entire season, a big offer. If you can't score on the power play, it's going to be hard to win games. Power plays are huge opportunities. If the Panthers are going to win this series, they're going to have to score on the power play. I'm not saying the Panthers are done. There's still plenty of time for them to get their act together, but it looks like they're shook. It looks like Boston is in their heads. Boston is on a mission for revenge. The Panthers did not have enough intensity. And if they don't win tomorrow, they're going to Boston down 2-0. And I would say at that point, they might be toast. Might. Not that they are, but they might be toast. Now, I don't want any of this to be true. I don't want them to maybe be toast. I don't want them to go to Boston down 2-0. I want them to kick Boston's you-know-what tomorrow night. But I just had a bad feeling before this series started about the whole revenge thing. And last night, it didn't help my feeling at all. It didn't help me see, you know what? That was just a feeling. Forget about your feeling. Let's look at reality. Well, reality from last night might be that my feeling is correct. The Panthers need to match the intensity of the Bruins, and it's got to begin tomorrow night when that puck drops just after 7:30 p.m. Pat Riley brought the intensity yesterday. Some big-time words were said. I'll get to those words in just a moment. How about two words for you? Bagel loan. The bagel loan means if you're buying a home, needing a mortgage, or refinancing, you will pay zero. No lender fees, no appraisal fees if you get the bagel loan. And I know who's got the bagel loan for you. It is Stewie. What I have is Stewie's personal cell phone number. I'm telling you, if you're buying a home, if you're refinancing, if you need a mortgage, why would you not call Stewie? Here's Stewie's personal cell phone number. You ask him about the bagel loan where you pay zero. 561-379-4441. Again, Stewie's personal cell, 561-379-4441. That's the number you want to call. You want to get the bagel loan where you pay Stewie zero. No lender fees and no appraisal fees. MLS number 226715. Yesterday afternoon, right before I started the show, Pat Riley was speaking. And I knew that I would need a little bit of time to digest what Pat Riley said. What a lot of people are talking about is exactly what I will discuss, because Pat Riley, yes, he said a lot, but every word and specific words that come out of his mouth mean something big time. Jimmy Butler, he was seen on the internet saying, if I'd been healthy, we would have beaten the Celtics and we would have definitely beaten the New York Knicks. And Jimmy saying that riled Pat Riley. Riley said, if you don't play in a series, you should shut your mouth. I'd say that's a pretty big deal coming from the president of the team. The president who has two hands full of championship rings. He's calling out the team's superstar. The question is why. Well, first of all, Jimmy's statement sounds like the Heat are making excuses. If only Jimmy had been healthy, they would have beaten the Celtics. Even if it's true, you don't say that because it sounds like excuse making. Pat Riley hates that. Secondly, the issue of how many games Jimmy plays, that's a big deal. The Miami Heat organization knows what we know, which is the Heat played around with their regular season, making it harder to advance in the playoffs. And just like Riley's old saying, there's winning and there's misery. You either play hard during the regular season or you don't. And the Miami Heat, they chose not to. But what Pat Riley said goes deeper, because Jimmy Butler wants a contract extension at a max level. It's been 5 years of Jimmy Butler, and Pat always talks about five-year eras. If you go through Miami Heat history, 5 years is usually where there's big changes. So for Jimmy to joke about being out for the most important games of the year, that really upsets Pat Riley. Jimmy's also going to be asking for this big extension. Here's a guy who didn't give it 100% during the regular season. The Miami Heat had to play extra games because of that. He gets hurt in the first play-in game, can't be part of the Celtics series, says that they would have won it if he was part, and now he wants a contract extension. Pat Riley, what he wants, and to use his words, he wants the guy who moves the needle. He wants him to play all the time. No half measures, no rest days, three games into the season, not playing games. Either you're part of Heat culture or you're not. And I think Pat Riley was sending a loud and clear message to Jimmy. You've got to be Jimmy Butler all of the time, or we'll find a place for you to do your thing. But here on the Miami Heat, it's not going to be that way moving forward. You're not going to be on this team and coast. It's just not who the Heat organization is. And I would imagine that after that public call out, which is exactly what it was, there are private conversations that are going to be happening and already are happening. Not to clear the air necessarily, certainly not for Pat Riley to apologize, but to get a dialogue going that I think Pat Riley really wants to have. I'll tell you what I think part of that dialogue will be in just a moment. What you may really want to have is a golf cart. Maybe you've seen a golf cart in your neighborhood and you thought about getting one yourself. Well, if that's the case, you got to hit up Cliggy from Cliggy's Carts. And I say golf cart, but Cliggy's Carts, they're so much more. Cliggy's Carts are all aluminum. And not only does Cliggy have 48-volt carts, he's got 72-volt street-legal carts. A street-legal cart, 72-volt, that means you got a license plate, you got a VIN number. You are the real deal in one of Cliggy's Carts. Plus, Cliggy's Carts is also an exclusive Royal EV dealer. If you're going to get one heck of a cart, you want to get it from Cliggy's Carts. You can go test drive a cart for yourself. Cliggy's is located at 1751 West Copens Road in Pompano Beach. Right now, Cliggy will give you a $2,000 rebate. A lot of money you'll save if you want to go grab one of Cliggy's Carts for yourself. If you're going to get a cart, if you've seen a cart in your neighborhood and you said, I want one, get it from Cliggy's Carts. As interesting as the comment was that Pat Riley said yesterday, referring to his superstar, Jimmy Butler, I am equally interested in seeing what the fallout's going to be. Is what Riley said going to put Jimmy over the edge? And when I say over the edge, I'm talking about he's going to request a trade? Or will Jimmy take it to heart and he'll come back next year with a better attitude? It's going to be a long off season for the Miami Heat. From a sports talk perspective, I dig it because it's dramatic. And sports talk, I mean, you're here for drama. The team president calling out the star. That's all the time I've got for this Tuesday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.